Well, it was a brutal loss for Michigan State last week at home, with Arizona State coming in, leaving with a 10-7 victory. It was brutal, to say the least. And so now they have to regroup on the road at Northwestern to pull this together. That's where I have to go, is to pull it together with Northwestern. So it could be a tough ride for the Spartans as they go play the Wildcats in Evanston, Illinois. Michigan, meanwhile, will find out if they're worth anything. Michigan's going to find out if that team is worth anything. They're traveling to Wisconsin. The Badgers are favored. Been a long time since Michigan went on the road and was an underdog, but that's happening this weekend. Yeah, that's happening this weekend as Michigan travels to Wisconsin. And after the way Michigan has played, barely beating Army, then taking a week off, I mean, good Lord. That football team looked like it needed a coach. You had penalties, you had problems, you had overtime against Army. Now, Army might be a better team than you think, but who knows? Joining me on the program, Tim Stout, the Dean of Sports. Tim, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you doing today, Steve?
Doing great, Tim. Doing great. It's Friday. I get to not talk about anything serious for a few minutes, which is always nice. But Michigan on the road in Wisconsin, how do you see it?
Well, it seems like everybody thinks Wisconsin's the favorite in this game, and I can understand why. I think there's a lot of intrigue in this game because a lot of things are alike. They both had a week off. You know, they both have high expectations for this season. They're both highly ranked. I mean, I think it's probably going to be a reasonably low-scoring, close game that goes to the fourth quarter, and then one team's either going to make a mistake or the other one's going to make a play. I certainly think, even though Michigan's a slight underdog, Michigan has every shot to win. But if Michigan doesn't win, then you wonder, is it going to turn its season into somewhat of a tailspin, given the expectations that have gone, you know, toward Michigan from the preseason, especially given the fact that they struggled the way they did against Army. But, you know, I think Michigan had some injury issues in that Army game, and over 2 weeks, they'll need to be healthy. They're getting an offensive lineman back who is key, and I think their quarterback, Shea Patterson, was banged up playing in the Army game. If he's healthier, then that could make a big difference, too. But I would think it's a nail-biter either way.
So let me ask you this. The Michigan faithful, I mean, they're already getting, you know, restless, to say the least, with Harbaugh. We're in year five here, I believe, and they're like, you know, they're not ready for this. And if they lose to Wisconsin, I mean, when do you start hearing calls for Jim Harbaugh's head on a platter?
Well, I think that's an issue. You know, they have millions of fans worldwide, and they don't all agree on everything at any time. Frankly, he could win all the games, and he'd have detractors. And certainly because he hasn't won all the games, there are detractors out there as well. I don't think he's in any trouble whatsoever. You know, I always think a lot of these guys win jobs changes because they'll leave on their own because they don't need the pressure and the grief anymore, and he gets a lot of money. You know, for me to predict his future or any other coaches is very difficult to do. I think he likes what he's doing. I think he's challenged. You know, there are some goals, obviously, they haven't reached. He's 40-14, which would get a statue at other schools. But at Michigan, depending on who you beat and who you lose to and how the seasons play out, you're subject to criticism because that's such a vast stage that, you know, that he's performing on, where the expectations for excellence are high. If he wins tomorrow, you know, then the bandwagon's going to explode again and they're going to be big moving forward, even though they have a lot of tough games down the road.
Sure, including Notre Dame in the middle of the year. All right, let's head back to East Lansing. Michigan State taking what's left of their show on the road to Evanston, Illinois, for a game with the Wildcats of Northwestern. I mean, ugly loss. I mean, the kid kicks the field goal, and then there's 12 men on the field, and they don't go to overtime. They lose the game. Gut-wrenching for Spartan fans.
No question. I mean, and they've had some losses like that themselves. Imagine if that was Michigan losing that way to Army, all right? The criticism would even have been higher. I think it's the same thing for Michigan State. I mean, the expectations for them are always reasonably high. They have some other issues to deal with. I think this is a game clearly that's winnable, but they haven't been, like Michigan, they haven't been on a road yet. They're playing a team that's used to beating them, although I do think that Northwestern is a completely different team without the quarterback that beat them 3 years in a row, Clayton Thorson. He's gone, and this new kid, you know, they're kind of breaking him in a little bit. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. It's going to be in the fourth quarter. Somebody's going to make a play or somebody's not going to make a play. I almost think it's better State's out of town because I just think the pressure around being around their own fans who are almost just kind of waiting to see if they screw something up, which was a problem with Tulsa in the first game. I think it almost might be better for them to get out of town and get on the road and play Northwestern. They're going to be highly motivated to win because Northwestern's beat them three in a row.
There you have it. Tim, greatly appreciate it. We'll check back with you on Monday, see how things turn out.
Okay,
Tim
buddy.
Stout, the Dean on Sports. Thanks, Tim. Have a good weekend. There you have it, Tim Stout, everybody. By the way, let's talk a little bit about your retirement. Have you thought about it much? Are you giving it thought now? Because if you're not, you should. Because if you go to someplace like a casino, think about it that way. And all your poker chips are on a single hand, guess what? You probably lose. You lost everything in one swift move. Now, that's what could happen if you're not playing with your retirement money properly. Talking about losing it at the casino, what if it was your stock market losses? And those colored chips were your bets, your retirement, your legacy up in smoke. Are you prepared to lose your hard-earned assets to market volatility? That is the question. Rising taxes, inflation, expenses you didn't expect. You got to focus on these things. If you're now in your 50s or 60s, stop gambling on your retirement. There are alternatives to grow your nest egg that offer a principal guarantee and optional income for the rest of your life. Go to MyLifePlanFinancial.com. MyLifePlanFinancial.com. Bruce Van Hollen and Michael Douglas will put it together for you. It's a good idea. In fact, it's a great idea. You tell them Steve Gruber sent you over. MyLifePlanFinancial.com. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Autumn. Cool, crisp days. Uncrowded streets and the trees ablaze with color. It's time to discover beautiful Benzie County. Come pedal a path, kayak a quiet river, and at day's end, toast a fiery sunset. Make spectacular fall memories. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. For additional information, go to visitbenzie.com.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you, not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.